Okay, discussion by city council of matters not on the agenda. I will start, Councilmember Danko.
Well, great, thank you. This was brought up in public comment earlier, beginning of our meeting, and, well, you know, it's the season to be jolly, right? All the holidays are quickly approaching, and it is certainly a welcoming break from all that we've been through. With the vaccine announcements and a new year upon us, there's hope that soon this virus will be defeated and we'll be back to our real normal, not the new normal. Anyway, we all have our fingers crossed about that. And when I was driving in this morning, I noticed the Christmas tree going up. And, you know, that annual lighting of our city Christmas tree is an event that should lift our spirits and certainly inspire us all. However, at present, this is planned as a video virtual event on YouTube that excludes the public's participation. Well, I gotta be honest, that's not gonna lift any spirits or inspire anybody. You'd be better off staying home watching a Hallmark movie. This is an outside event. We can follow CDC guidelines. We can social distance outside and we can wear masks like we're doing inside. We have a great city staff, and I know they plan this event, but I really think it's time for us on council to step up on this topic. And I hereby make a motion that we instruct staff to open this event up to the public so people can attend in person.
So the motion, I mean, under comments, we'd have to add that to the agenda. Are you asking that to be added to the agenda?
Well, yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so that's your motion to add to the agenda to instruct staff to move forward.
Right.
Opening. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. Okay, is there a second to that?
A second.
Okay. Council discussion.
How many people attended this last year? I think it was over 1,000, if I remember right, and it was packed. Do we have any figures or data around that?
That I would ask Lauren. Is Lauren on? Where's Lauren? No.
I can recall Santa arriving on the fire truck, which is always amazing, but pouring through a crowd that was jam-packed, I'm sure it was over 1,000 people, and I just feel it'd be very difficult to maintain social distancing with our town center space if we had the same type of attendance without any type of direction for how we would actually enforce these protocols and ensure that 1,000 people don't show up again. I don't foresee that as being possible.
Vice Mayor Brunkner.
I agree with Councilman Kloofus. Not just it's kind of tough. I think it's also irresponsible to do that. And this is very responsible. We base up to now. Everything is based on responsibility. We don't allow. There's one written rule. I was going to talk about it a little later, that we do here. One written rule. We don't bring politics here. We leave politics outside. What we do is for the better, for the safety of the people on the Palm Coast. That's why we're wearing these masks. And believe me, I hate it. But you know what? For your sake, and for my sake, I wear it. But that's something I'm going to talk about a little later. And I think that what we're doing is not to hurt people. It's not to kill the spirit of Christmas. It's for their safe, for those kids that go out there that could actually get this darn virus that was basically imposed upon us, okay, that I do anything that I can to save one life. I was going to say that a little later, but let me tell it right now. We have soldiers, and I'm looking at you, and just because I have to
seem to be looking at me.
Yes, and because you brought it up. There are soldiers out there fighting to save our lives. And I'll be darned if I'm gonna be against saving one life myself. And that's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's why I'm so passionate about it. I mentioned in the past, all we do is bitch about this freaking mask. My son, may God rest his soul, wore 12 hours a day on that hospital, to save lives. He never bitched once. Never once he complained. That's why I'm so emotional. That's why I live this from the bottom of my heart. And when someone tells me that we could do this, we could bring 1,000 people here, that's no danger. Sorry, be responsible. That's all I'm asking you.
Well, I think I am being responsible.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And I don't appreciate you raising your voice to me. So
no,
please
it's my
restrain.
Emotion.
So keep your emotion in check.
Okay. Okay.
All right, I brought up emotion because there's a lot of people that feel this lighting of this Christmas tree brings more to them than just safety. And of course, nobody is required to show up for this lighting. They can stay home and they can watch it on YouTube. This event happens tomorrow night, am I not correct?
Yeah, we're doing the recording.
Right, so I doubt 1,000 people are gonna show up if we announce this today. And people can spread out. There's a lot of space out there. And I think this would lift the spirits of our community greatly. And as far as wearing a mask, we're all wearing masks. But you go into Home Depot, you go into Walmart, you go do things because your life has to continue. To me, this is a way of continuing our life and our existence. And I think, again, if people don't want to show up, if they don't want to take the risk, certainly they won't. But for those that do, following CDC guidelines, keeping the social distancing and wearing the mask, just like they do when they go into Walmart, I think this would be a great event. And I think it would help our community turn a corner that we desperately need to turn.
So my input is as follows. I mean, there have been one outside event that I'm aware of, actually two, in which the radio station had organized it, worked closely with the health department. It was a ticketed event, so they could monitor how many people were there. They set chairs aside. I'm not done yet. And you know, that was really an event that was well coordinated, ensuring social distancing was required, masks were required, and you know, without having a count, without having any type of measured approach, I am not comfortable opening it up. I believe that everyone can still go out to Town Center and enjoy the lights around the lake through Rotary. I believe everyone who wants to go out and enjoy the Christmas tree lighting at night, there will be Christmas events that are going on. And I think for this year, we have taken the approach that has been in coordination with the health department with guidelines that are very specific that they have requested. And I think, frankly, it's we've been able to bring our numbers so low because of that approach that I'm very proud of our community. I'm very proud of their patients. I'm very proud of how they've conducted themselves because it really has saved lives. And so I am in support of my two colleagues that for this year, I'm not in support of opening this up to
the public. A question. Could we reschedule this event? Could we do seating? Could we limit numbers?
Well, I mean, you know, again, that goes back to our city manager and his staff.
Can I interrupt really quick? And I apologize. You know, that's unfortunately at this point, one of the things, I'll mention two things. Our staff, as we all mentioned, we have a great staff. I think you just said that. They've been on the front lines of the pandemic since March, risking exposure. I currently have more employees right now, either in quarantine, isolation, or in hospital from COVID than at any point during the pandemic. So these events take a lot of employee effort. I think last year it was upwards of 100 people between COP volunteers, city staff. I, at this point, am not able to mobilize. It would be a month of planning since we have not planned for this event to be live for those very specific reasons that were stated. There is no resource that I can marshal in a few days safely and appropriately. It's not just about the public, but we are also safeguarding for the long haul, as for the many months ahead, of this pandemic, to continue to be able to serve our community and be healthy and in the capacity to do that.
And I didn't want to discount your comments.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a way we could sell, give out a certain amount of tickets for this event, but I know it's tomorrow, so probably too short of a notice.
Yeah, I think unfortunately the timing of this is...
In light of Mr. Martin's statement, as far as the task this would be for city employees, I certainly understand that aspect of it. So based on that, not based on anything else, I'll withdraw this motion.
Thank you. you have any other comments, Councilmember Jenkins?
No, just happy to be here. I feel like a bank teller surrounded by this plexiglass. Hopefully, early next year, we'll be able to rip this stuff out, keeping our fingers crossed. But I do want to see our community return to normal. I don't like, just like Councilman Burkino, I don't like wearing these masks anyway either, but we do it because it's helped, obviously. Hopefully we'll be done with this in a short period of time. Keeping our fingers crossed for these vaccines to work. And that's all I have to add at the moment.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Clufus.
I'd just like to welcome the two new council members, and I look forward to collaboration over the upcoming term. And I'm hopeful that we can all move forward in unity, and we can ensure that the decisions that we make are backed by data, and we can continue to move forward together.
Thank you so much. Councilmember Barbosa.
With all the pandemic, businesses have been hurting, and I would like to talk about maybe if there's possible two things that we could do for them. During business hours, if we could allow them to bring out flags and make sure that people know that they're open. And the other thing is signage on their vehicles. Allow them to park their vehicles to let people know that that's their business, and hopefully get them more sales that way.
Well, those are code issues, so those would have to be modified in our actual codes.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you for your comments. Councilman, or Vice Mayor Franquino, I gotta get used to that.
Oh, I feel so important. All right. I didn't do it personally yet out there. I'm gonna do it now. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Victor, congratulations on your win. I feel this is the proper place to do it here. On a bad side, I have to once again turn to you. And I'll tell you why. You ran a campaign out there. And one of the things you said in your campaign, sir, is that you're gonna do away with corruption in City Hall. I'm part of City Hall. You put me under the same umbrella. The only thing I have that I pride is my name, my family name. I had my first pair of shoes when I was 7 years old, sir. The only thing I have is my name. Now, due to the fact that you called me corrupt, until you either apologize to me personally right here or find out where did I get involved in any corruption, I will refer to you as Councilman Corrupt. I will not use your name.
Eddie, I never referred to you as corrupt. Get your facts correct,
Eddie. Excuse me, I'm talking.
No, excuse me. You're accusing me of doing something I didn't do. I never singled you out.
I'll bring it to you.
I singled you out?
No, but you put me under the same umbrella.
Thank you.
And until the day you apologize to me personally right here, or prove that I'm corrupt, because I was part of City Hall, like
I
you are
never
now.
Called you corrupt,
called,
Eddie.
You will be called Councilman Corrupt by
You'll
me.
You'll be called Councilman That's full it. Of crap, as far as I'm
apologize
concerned.
Apologize to me or prove.
No,
or
I never
prove
called
that I'm
corrupt. You
called City Hall corrupt.
No, I said there was an ethics complaint, there was an investigation going on, there had
right
been lots of
phone.
Things. I called you corrupt.
Yes, you,
you
called
personally.
Everybody.
Corrupt.
No, you called.
Oh, I didn't
CDO.
Call you corrupt.
No,
or did
you
I
you
call
called
you
CDO.
Corrupt?
You put me under the same umbrella. And I don't
really?
Care what the other ones feel
no.
right now.
No, Eddie,
until
there's a lot
the day,
of concern
until
in this
day,
community about what's been happening here.
That's very good.
There's been a lot of chatter. There's been newspaper stories.
Mayor, if I may.
So please.
This council has previously adopted and approved and has presided consistent with council rules and procedures. And under those, there is a section under Roman numeral 8, rules of debate and decorum. And I would request that the council members would abide by those. And one of those is to, when seeking to speak, seek the recognition of the mayor. And when someone has been recognized by the mayor, then that person should be allowed to complete their statements. That way we can, certainly everyone will have their opportunity to say what they want to say, but for purposes of moving forward with this, I would respectfully request that the two council members try to abide by these rules and procedures that this council has previously adopted and have worked very well, and hopefully can continue to guide the procedures for how we conduct our discussions. Thank you.
Ms. Mayor, can I just repeat what I said without being interrupted? And then give the chance of Councilman Corrupt to say what he wants to say? I said, see if you understand, and I'm gonna prove to you what I read in your, that you said you're gonna do away with corruption in City Hall. Being then part of City Hall, like you are now, you put me under the same umbrella. And I said, sir, the only thing I have is my name. And I'm not going to allow anyone to mess with it. And I'll defend it from here to eternity. And due to the fact that you call me corrupt, and I didn't get involved, I didn't answer anything because I didn't want to interfere in your election. Due to the fact that you called me corrupt, until the day you here apologize to me for putting me under the same umbrella that you put anybody else, okay? You don't want to go there, the personal. Either you apologize here or you prove, because you have plenty of time, that there are corruption in City Hall, and then I'll bow to you. Until that day, I'll refer to you as Councilman Corrupt. That's that simple. Okay. Now you could.
Well, the only thing I have is my name too, so I don't appreciate you abusing it, number one. But if you want to call me Councilman Corrupt, you can do it till the sun comes up on the Santa Monica Boulevard, for all I care. I will refer to you as Councilman Full of Crap, okay? And as far as corruption goes, we've read the newspaper articles. It was out there. It was in the Observer, Flagler Live, Daytona News Journal. There is apparently some ethic violations that are being explored. We do know that a number of employees, past and present, have been interviewed by the FBI. So perhaps when these investigations finished, we'll find out if you are corrupt or not. But I never singled you out. And for you to single me out is obnoxious and outrageous. So, Councilman Full of Crap, knock yourself out.
Thank you very much.
Well, you are welcome, Councilman Full of Crap.
Can I say something? I think during this election, it was a lot of things said, but it's time to move on. People were elected, and I think we need to work together in a professional way, not being out here and attacking each other. It's time to move on.
Okay, and my comments are as follows. A lot happens during election season, obviously, and I believe in the process. I believe in the residents' right to choose who they would like to see represented. I have great respect for the results. I really do look forward to working with both Councilmember Denko, Councilmember Barbosa. I think they're both going to bring about some ideas and concepts that are beneficial to our community as a whole. And I agree. I look forward to moving forward. And I look forward to having a great collaboration up here that will offer our residents everything they're looking for in their government. So thank you both for stepping up, and thank you both for serving your community. And congratulations again, Councilmember Clufus, for the second term. And I really appreciate everyone who's also come out today and participated in this process. So thank you.